Welcome to the Are You Menstrual podcast, where we dive deep into all things women's health to support you on your healing journey. I'm Amanda Montalbo, functional and integrative dietitian, also known as the Hormone Healing RD. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to keep learning, check out the podcast Patreon, where I share a bonus episode with additional downloadable resources each week. You can go to patreon.com/hormonehealingRD or check out the link in the show notes. All right. We have a fun episode, or I think it's going to be a fun one, on the topic around business and motherhood. This is something I tend to talk more about in my Instagram stories, and I end up getting into a lot of amazing conversations with a lot of women in the community that are also moms and either working from home or have a business themselves. And I'm calling this business and motherhood. It could really be like insert career, you know, anything that you're like passionate about outside of being a mom, I think could also like fit into this category, whether you're working for yourself, someone else, or it's just something that you like. I have a couple women that I was chatting with that they have a role like in their local school that it's not necessarily like a job for them, but they are like part of that community there. So whatever that might look like for you, I have a business. So that's kind of the vantage point that I have. But I thought that I would just kind of go through a few specific areas. I have a lot to say on the topic. I'm going to keep this short, mostly because my girls need me right now. My husband's holding down the fort, but Maya's a little sick, which has been really sad the last couple of days. And so I snuck away to record this, which could not be more fitting, right, for the business and motherhood episode. Sick baby, can't record. So up all night nursing last night, brain doesn't function. But here we are. So I want to kind of go through my outlook, why I choose to do both, how becoming a mom helped my business, and like even honestly, like increased my drive in what I do and how I help women. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what my day-to-day looks like and then how I take care of myself. A lot of this probably isn't going to be what you think, but before I go into any of that, I just want to preface with a few things. Number one, just like any topic I talk about, whether it's health, motherhood, anything, please just take what resonates with you. Take what you think like, oh, that makes me really curious and I want to dig into that more. Anything like that, take that and then leave the rest. And I kind of wish we all had that attitude online when it comes to people sharing information. We don't have to like get up in arms about everything. We also don't have to put guilt or shame on ourselves just because we are not like someone else or we're doing things differently. Everyone's going to be different when it comes to motherhood and your family. Each person is so unique. It's wild. Each child is so unique. It just like amazes me having more than one kid. Now I'm like, you are both completely different and have completely different needs. It's very interesting. And then like put other like different parents into the mix too. So just keep all that stuff in mind. The other thing I want to share is kind of our situation, because like I just have noticed that moms tend to listen to information and like take everything very personally. And I don't think this is from a negative place. I think this is from a place of, I want to be the best mom I can be, best wife, whatever it might be. And it's typically like them wanting to do something, comparing themselves to someone else. Please don't do that. But if just to like keep things in perspective, I want to share kind of like where my family is at in the season of our lives, because that really impacts everything that I'm going to share with you. So I currently have a 2.5-year-old, that's Eliana. And then I have a 7-month-old and that's Amaya. I have my own business, right? I've been in business for, I think, I don't know how many years, 9 years now, could be 10. I should look that up. Long time. I'm doing this a long time. And so I'm not like a brand new business or anything. And then my husband is active duty military. He has pretty stressful job and he's gone a lot. And so that, of course, affects our family dynamic and impacts the changes and the decisions that we make. So, and we do not currently have childcare. I am often have people like shocked that I don't have childcare. It just didn't work for our family. I talked about that in another podcast episode. It's just like, I tried to have a nanny. It made me really depressed personally. I felt like I missed out. I still regret it to this day. I don't regret many things in my life, but I really regret that. I feel like I missed out on a lot with Eliana, and I gonna like literally cry right now talking about it. So I'm gonna stop, but didn't work for us. doesn't mean that it doesn't work for other people, but that's kind of like the other thing that shapes how I look at business and motherhood and all the decisions that I make. So with what you will, just keep that in mind as I'm talking. Like, I am not you. I'm not your situation. That's kind of where I'm coming from. So when it comes to my outlook on business and motherhood, I love what I do in both places. I really genuinely feel like I'm so, so lucky, and I'm so grateful for kind of like how I've ended up like in different places in my life. So I take my work very seriously. It's very important to me. So is my role as a mom and a wife. And I think that we can do both. It's just finding balance between the two, like, that is helpful. I am personally not a perfectionist. So I'm like okay with not being perfect at either one. I know a lot of women really struggle with that. I don't know. I feel like maybe you categorize me as like type A, but I don't know. I'm just not a perfectionist. Most women I talk to that have a hard time doing both. It's because they're trying to be perfect at both things. They're spreading themselves too thin. I feel like once I became a mom, it really taught me how to surrender and to stop constantly questioning things and trying to figure everything out and trust the process of life a little bit. And so that has been extremely helpful for me. And like something I have to constantly remind myself of, like, I can't plan everything. I can't always know what's going to happen next. I'm not always going to have a solution for something, and I'm not always going to get everything done, and I'm not always going to know how I'm going to get it all done. I have to kind of trust that it's going to happen. Now, this doesn't mean that I put way too much on my plate that's unrealistic, but just, you know, when things come up, like this weekend, kids get sick. They can randomly get sick, and it can really throw off, like, I work a lot on the weekends. And so I was like, wow, I can't do anything this weekend. This is really rough. And it made me have to look at next week and the week after that and say, how am I going to adjust this? And so there's just like this constant learning curve. But for me, like when I became a mom, I became a whole different person. Like they say, like when a baby's born, so is a mother. And I really was completely reborn with both of my girls. And I'm still constantly changing and evolving. And I love spending time with them because I love them and they're my children, but I also, like, they make me a better person. I feel like kids can make you either really crazy and like stressed out and depleted, or you can choose a different route and go against what society kind of teaches us about what it's like to be a mom. And you can really thrive and love it. Not easy, but neither is being miserable and stressed out all day. So it's kind of like I make the choice to actively work on my mindset around being a mom. I get to be home with my kids. I worked so hard when I first started my business because I wanted to have kids and work from home and have kids. So I kind of always knew I wanted to do this, and I wanted flexibility in my schedule, and I wanted to have control over it so that I could be at home with my kids. My mom, she had an at-home daycare when I growing up. So I was always with her for the most part. And then her and her sisters, she has like a million siblings, and her and a couple of her sisters, they all had kids around the same age. And so they each work part-time and they'd rotate who was watching the kids. And so I was always with my cousins or with family. My dad always worked two jobs growing up. Neither of my parents went to college. So we struggled quite a bit, but I definitely get my work ethic from them and my entrepreneurial spirit from my mom. I think it's so cool that she started an at-home daycare, and like, she didn't, you know, she had to get her license. She had to figure out how to have her own business, like taxes, like all that stuff. And like, she didn't know any of that. She just kind of was like, I'm going to be home with my kids and I'm going to figure it out. And I just think that's really cool. Definitely that's where I got it from. And yeah, so my husband didn't have the best childhood. I won't talk about it on here, but not the best, not the worst. But because of how we grew up, we're like, we want to spend as much time with our children. And so for me, I knew that that's something that I wanted to prioritize. So we did have kids a little bit later. We also had a hard time getting pregnant with Eliana. And either way, though, like, it all ended up working out because I was able to have my business in a place where I could stay home. I mean, I definitely make less money. Don't get me wrong. I definitely, I'm working less, I make less money, but it's not like I have to only work one-on-one with clients, which would be very difficult for me personally, especially having like a 7-month-old now. So, you know, there's like pros and cons. There's different ways you can do things. But for me, I just knew that that's always what I wanted. I work very hard in my business, and I also work really hard at being a mom. And I like having both. I just think it's like, for me, it's like very fulfilling in all ways. I feel so fulfilled in all the different areas of my life. So even though it can be really hard and sometimes stressful, I don't think I could do it any other way. So I personally really, really like doing both. And I like my girls to see me doing both. Like I don't, Eliana knows when I'm, obviously mine's very little, but Eliana knows that when I'm working, like I tell her what I'm doing. And I'll talk about this more in the day-to-day, day in the life thing, but like she always knows like I'm responding to my students in Kajabi, or like when I do group calls for our fertility program, I'm like, I'm going to do the coaching call. I'm going to go help these ladies. And like she doesn't like really get it. She's 2.5, but she knows that I'm going to do something specific. I'm not just going to work. So I think that helps too. And as she gets older, she'll like learn more and more, which I really like. So I like to nerd out about all the things women's health, but I also like really like to learn about child development. What is best for my kids growing up? What kind of decisions do we want to make around different things? Screen time, you know, are we going to do preschool? Are we going to do homeschool? All that sort of thing. I like to research and understand those things and make good choices just like I would within my business and learning about women's health. So they're both like very big passions of mine. Becoming a mom has definitely, I would say, helped my business. Again, I'm not making more money because I'm working significantly less than I previously was. I also was working way too much. Okay. So I was not, now it's a huge part of why I was having a hard time conceiving. I was way too stressed, even though I was doing all the health things, right? I'm doing all these labs. I'm like, come on, like, why is this not working? And it was because I was way too stressed. I was working so much. So now I'm able to work significantly less. I typically work about 3-4 hours a day, 7 days a week, which I know a lot of people would not like, but that's just my reality for right now. We have a year left until my husband's out of the military, and then our schedule will shift. And I plan to not work on the weekends. He's going to go back to school. We're still figuring out what that will look like, but it's, you know, eventually our goal as a family is to both be working part-time to support our family. We don't want the financial piece just on one person, whether it's myself or him. And he's like a very passionate person, just like me, not within like what I do. So I don't think it'd be a good fit for him to work for my business. I have a lot of friends that their husbands work for their businesses. Some of them are doing great and they're amazing. I have others that have confided in me that they're very stressed being the main like breadwinner, and it's really hard for them. I don't personally want that. And we've had many conversations about that. So our future plans are, you know, he's going to go back to school, figure out the career thing. He'll work part-time and have flexible hours, and same thing with me. And we'll figure out how to make it work financially with all the decisions that we make. So we're pretty good about that stuff. Like we've been planning this all for a really long time. So we just basically have to wait for him to get out of the military to act on it. And then I will, you know, I wouldn't recommend like when I go through my current day-to-day, I'm not like recommending this to people for long-term. If I had to do this forever, I wouldn't do it. I would probably have to figure out another way, because you do get burnt out. At least I do. And I try to keep that from happening, but it's really hard when, like, I don't know when my husband's going to deploy half the time, you know? So there's only so much I can plan and prepare for. And then a lot of times it's just like, all right, I'll see you later, you know, or like his schedule changes week to week. That's really hard for me. I try to be flexible about that, but it's like, it can be mentally very draining when you're like, I thought we were going to have this kind of week and now we're having this one. So like those kinds of things tend to burn me out more. So if we were staying in, I would not do everything this way, but it's going to work for the next year. Well, we're going to make it work. But becoming a mom has really helped my business, and that I know exactly what I want to work on whenever, because think about it. Like for me, the way I view it is, okay, if I'm going to spend time away from my girls, and realistically, it's like they're taking a nap or like Eliana's independent playing. But if I'm going to specifically structure our day in a way that I'm going to be like, okay, I'm working and it's always going to be on a screen. That's how my work is. Or when my husband is home, like on the weekends, like, you know, I will go up to my office for like 2 hours. And like, that's a long time for me to be away from them. Amaya is usually with me because she's too little, but the longest I'm apart from her right now is about an hour. Past that does not work. But ultimately, it's like I am taking time away from them in our kind of connection and interaction. And so this has to be worth it for me in my mind. So everything I do, I genuinely love. I only work on projects that I'm like, I'm doing this because I want this result. I love helping women, and I think the work I do is really important. I get messages and emails every single day, women being like, I went through your course, or someone that I worked one-on-one with, people that just listened to my podcast, didn't even work with me. And they're like, you have changed my life. Thank you for sharing this information. And that is like all the affirmation I need to kind of keep going and keep doing what I'm doing. Just like engaging with my community, I can see the change. And I also can see the need for change so much in society in general that I'm like, this work has to be done. And I feel very passionately about it. So becoming a mom has just helped me hone in even more on like, what do I actually want to be doing? I like responding to all the comments inside my Master Minerals course. I like knowing if someone understands something or they don't, if they need my help, if they, you know, are not sure about what next step to make. Like, I like being there to support them. So I spend time doing that. I like doing the Q&As each month, answering questions and interacting live. So I do that. The podcast, we have one-on-one nutritionists. Like, I'm growing my one-on-one team and they work directly with our clients. And I love one-on-one. I miss it so much. I do some, I just don't do a lot because it's hard with scheduling and babies and sleep and, you know, deployments and all that stuff. So that is very limited right now, but I get to live vicariously through my practitioners and still be involved in all the cases, which is really nice. But I only do the things that I truly love and I want to be doing. And that has just been like a huge gift for me. I know some people don't need to become a mom to do that, but for me, it just like really helped me be like, what is absolutely essential and what is not. I also am personally like a lot more focused, and I've had so many more boundaries with things. This is going to kind of bring us into the next topic of like current day-to-day and like daily rhythms and routines. I get a lot of questions about that. And I think like I personally, for me, I became a mom and I was like, oh my gosh, like all your flaws just come out. I don't know what it is. My goodness. It's like, oh, I have to, this is not how this is going to go. Like, I have to change this, or I don't want to set this example for my girls, whatever it might be. It really brings everything to the forefront. And so like, I needed a ton of boundaries with my phone, which is the hardest thing ever when you have a business online. Even if you don't, it's just really hard, right? Phones are so addictive. The dopamine is out of control. I mean, they pay people millions, billions of dollars to make everything really addictive. So it's not shocking that it works, but I have to have a lot of boundaries with my phone, and I had to stop multitasking. If there was like any advice I could give someone to support your nervous system in general, as a mom, as a business owner, stop multitasking. And I know you're like, but I'm a mom. I'm like the queen of multitasking. And yes, sometimes you're going to be doing something, your kid's going to need something, different things like that. Of course, but I'm talking about like, I'm trying to think of a classic scenario of like, a mom is like making food, but she's also emptying the dishwasher, and then she's on her phone, maybe order, and not even in a bad way, but like managing a household is a lot. Like maybe you're ordering more diapers or wipes on Amazon or something, or you're like, oh my gosh, we just ran out of this toothpaste that I like. Just thinking of things that I do, guys, no big deal. Like ordering things for the house, organizing what you're going to, like the meal plans and stuff. I do so much of that on my phone because I'm often doing it while Amaya's nursing, honestly, because I'm sitting and Eliana will typically be playing independently. So things like that, it's like you can end up like you're trying to do all these things at once. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm burning this, or you're overstimulated because you're trying to do this thing on your phone, but your kid's asking for your help. And so it's like, I've just learned that I cannot live that way. We're not meant to multitask. I don't think so, at least. I think that is like a fight or flight, like addicted to cortisol type of situation, which is very easy to be in our society. So I'm not like blaming anyone. I'm very addicted to cortisol. I definitely have improved that a ton over the last like 15 years, I would say. But it's hard, you know, to like, I do need to be on my phone for work sometimes. I like to like be productive. Who doesn't like to be productive? I have kids and I have a business. It's like, I have a lot that I need to get done, but it's just this fine line of like, okay, I have a lot I need to get done, but what's realistic each day? And how can I do it in a way that's not going to like completely overload my nervous system? And I think a lot of that comes back to like not doing a million things at once, even if we think we should, even if that's what we see as normal online for moms, like, oh, you're supposed to be super stressed and overstimulated and all these things. It's normal. I'm like, I don't think we have to settle for that. I personally choose not to, but it does require so much intention and like so many boundaries. And honestly, like for me, a lot of experimenting and figuring out like what works for us. So that's kind of like another thing that it has helped. I think becoming a mom it's helped me work less, not be so burnt out, learn so much about myself. And it has actually supported my nervous system. It easily could go the other way, but because, you know, I've got this education, this background, I've been on my healing journey for like 15 years. It's very different. You know, I'm not entering this like at day zero. So I can easily see how this could go the other way for many moms out there. But for me, it did like the complete opposite. And that was something I was very afraid of, not being able to do the things I wanted to do. And that was so not the case. So if anyone's out there and you're like, you have a business, but you want to have children, it doesn't ruin your business, but it does require a lot of intention and mindfulness. Okay, so my current day-to-day, I'll go kind of go through like what my day-to-day looks like, and then I'm going to share like some things that have helped me be successful with having like a pretty good day-to-day, and then like the reality. Mostly the reality is that I have slowed down a lot in my business because I have two small children and I want to be present with them. We don't have a good option for childcare. My mom typically comes once a month, ideally twice, but like she has a life too. So, you know, darn it, but Mima has a life. She typically comes once or twice a month. If it's a good month, it's twice. If it's not, it's once or none. But she makes it us a huge priority, and I'm so grateful for that. And Eliana is obsessed with her. Mima is like, when Mima's here, it's like, just forget it, mom. I don't even know who you are. And it's such a joy to see them together. It's like the most beautiful and healing thing ever. Improving our thyroid health can be complex, right? It's so much more than just knowing, am I making enough thyroid hormone? We really need to zoom out and look at the full process and picture and understand, okay, how is the signaling from my brain going? Is my thyroid getting the signal to make more thyroid hormone? And then you have to think about, is there anything my thyroid might need that it's not getting to produce that thyroid hormone? Maybe there's a nutrient deficiency. Maybe there's too much inflammation or stress. Then we want to think about, can it convert it, right? That's the next big step. And that's typically impacted by stress, inflammation, and nutrient deficiencies as well. And then finally, we have to realize, can it get inside the cells? And this is where minerals come in big time. So zooming out, understanding your full picture is so critical for thyroid health. This is why I created my free functional thyroid series that is a 6-part video series. It's a mini course. I'm really proud of it. It gives you a ton of information, and it's going to help you figure out what is the root cause of your thyroid issue. Where in the process is it breaking down for you? I even go through lab tests and teach you how to understand what your lab tests mean and what you might want to optimize based on your results. So make sure you check it out. You can go to the description of this podcast and get the link to join for free. So I'm very grateful for that. Outside of that, it's me and my husband, and we make it work and we figure it out. But ultimately, I am not working more than 4 hours a day each day. And if I don't get something done during the week, then if he is home, then I will do that on the weekend. But typically, we have like a daily rhythm. I even look at things more of like a week, because not every day is exactly the same, but they're pretty much the same. Like, we do gymnastics once a week, like a mommy and me class. It's so much fun. And then we go to the grocery store one day, and then usually we do one fun thing. And sometimes that's during the week. So I try to make it on the weekend so my husband can be involved, but sometimes it's like something we're just doing with friends during the week. But I really try to make it so that we are not overscheduling and doing too much, because that makes it impossible. It eats up so much time, and then it makes it impossible for me to have time to work and for Eliana to play independently during that time. So I think that's really important, is being super mindful and like intentional with your schedule. Like, yes, do I have flexibility where we could pretty much do anything we wanted? Of course, but within reason, because if we're like if we take a trip outside of the house every single day, then that's going to really eat into the rest of our day, and it's going to cut back how much I can work. So that's something I'm also mindful of. Tuesdays are I kind of view as like I'm not going to get a ton of work done, so I don't stress about it. I don't plan a lot for Tuesdays. So that's kind of the other big thing, is I will look at the schedule for the week and be like, what can I realistically get done each day? And I don't pick too many things. Like, I have morning work that I do every single day, and that's like responding to students in my course, responding to one-on-one clients in like Messenger and Practice Better, responding inside Patreon. And then those are like the big ones. Oh, and responding inside our fertility community and circle. Jeez. So there's four big things that I'm like, okay, I need to do this every single morning for the most part. Sometimes I'll take Tuesdays and Thursdays off of that. It just kind of depends on what my schedule looks like. So that's like morning work. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm doing first thing in the morning when I wake up after. We'll talk about that, but like morning work. And then I have like one work block in late morning when Eliana works independently. And then I have one work block in the afternoon. And that's like Monday through Friday. So that's when I know, okay, these are the work blocks I have. What projects can I fit in them? And I kind of have an idea of how long things will take me typically. And then I don't do any videos or anything during the week anymore because Eliana doesn't nap. So I can't film anything because it'll get interrupted. So I save all my filming for the weekends now. And that has taken a huge stress off my shoulders because I'm like, I don't have to redo anything. I'm not wasting my time. I can just do all the work I know I can get done efficiently with kids home. And then on the weekend, I do stuff that I'm like, okay, this is harder. I need my husband to take the girls. So that's kind of like overview schedule. But I think being realistic, understanding what's age appropriate for your child, like I don't expect Eliana not to interrupt me during her independent play, like when I'm working. I tell her I'm working. I explain what I'm doing. And I tell her actually what I'm working on. Like, she'll, are you done with your project yet? So cute. It's like the cutest thing ever. So she kind of gets it. And it just, that's what works for us. But she'll need my help sometimes, especially if she's doing like an activity or something. Like, she'll need my help, and that's fine. She knows that it's fine. I'm always easily accessible, but she also knows like, okay, during this time, mommy's going to get this done. And then here's what we're going to do. Like, I will have a plan after. But most days I'm getting up around 6 o'clock. Maya's a very early riser. She's usually up by like 5:36. So I used to try to get up early, but then she just wakes up with me and I'm like, is this worth it? Kind of not. So usually we're up by 5:30 or 6. And then I will get on my rebounder for a couple minutes. I'm obsessed with rebounding right now. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, man, I just like supporting my lymphatic system just feels so good. Like, just gentle jumps for 2 minutes. All I need first thing in the morning. Sometimes I hold her, sometimes she plays on the ground, but I just rebound for a couple minutes in the morning, drink some water, let my dogs out. And then from there, I change her diaper, get her all set up. Usually I nurse her, get her all set up to play, and she'll play independently while I'm working and doing my morning work. And I do the same work every morning. I know what I have to do. I know how long it takes, that sort of thing. And so I usually work for 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what time Eliana wakes up. Now that she's not napping, she'll usually sleep till about 7. So I usually get a solid hour of work in the morning. And that hour is so important to me. It's a huge stress relief because I'm like, okay, I had to get these all done today, and like, they're done. And then once Eliana wakes up, then it's like, okay, our morning routine is breakfast. We make breakfast together. They're usually going back and forth between like playing, needing my help, attention. And then we sit down and eat. It's a very chill. We don't rush. I mean, we don't go anywhere earlier in the morning. I just don't like it. It's usually not a good vibe in the house if we do. So we take a very slow morning after breakfast. It depending on what time Amaya woke up and how long breakfast took, what time Eliana woke up. Sometimes I put Amaya down and then Eliana and I will have some one-on-one time. Or sometimes I have time to clean up, then get ready for the day, then put a Maya down. It just all depends on wake up times. But in some fashion, we're like, the girls know it's clean up time after breakfast. Then we get ready for the day. Amaya naps. Me and Eliana get some one-on-one time. And then when Amaya wakes up, usually the morning is a short nap, then that's when I will do my work block. And I only take an hour. So we do about an hour. They'll play. Sometimes Amaya needs to eat in that time, but she's eating a lot of solid foods now, so she's nursing a little bit less. So they'll play. They still need my help. Usually I try to do this outside with my laptop. Depends on like what Eliana chooses to play with. And then after that, typically we play for a little bit, see how much time we have till we need to make lunch, and then we do lunch. And then after that, Amaya goes down for another nap. Usually it's about 60 to 90 minutes. And then in the beginning of the nap, I'll get one-on-one time with Eliana again. So you'll notice that before I do my work, I get one-on-one time with Eliana. And that is key for her playing independently, still feeling connected to me, and me being able to get my work done. And then she gets her free play time. So that is really important. Sometimes we get that one-on-one time and then Amaya's up like 10 minutes later. And I used to feel really guilty about being like, I have to work. Like I can't not work right now. But now I don't, because I'm going through Jerrica Sand's course. I think that's how you say her last name. It's Mother Wildflower. Highly recommend. I actually had someone in this community message me about this. And I was like, I'm kind of already doing all that stuff. Like we don't use screens. Eliana plays independently really well. Like I was like, I don't know how much I need it. And then I was looking at it and I was like, oh, okay, no, I need this. And it's yes, like we do a lot of the stuff in it already. If you want to learn how for your kid to play independently, just please go through the course. I definitely wish I had it sooner as a resource. I went through something kind of similar, but different for Eliana, like when she was about one, a course like that. And that's what really helped us build on our independent play. But Jerrica's like, ugh, I wish I did hers before, because she really just makes she's so educated. She's really a really great teacher. Her background's in child development, and it's phenomenal. Just if you're hesitating and you're struggling to find time for yourself at home, or if you work from home and you have kids, like do it. This woman was so right, and I'm so happy that I did it. But you know, kids need a lot of free play. They need like uninterrupted playtime. And sometimes it's like easy to feel like, oh my gosh, I should be playing with her. But in reality, this is amazing for her development. And it only ends up being about 2.5 hours a day that Eliana's doing free play. And realistically, it should probably be a lot more than that. So like, I mean, with that, when I'm working. So I used to feel really guilty. I no longer do. And that has been really helpful for my mindset. And then typically, so basically I'm getting about 2.5 hours of work done during the day while they're independent playing. Yes, Amaya independent plays at 7 months old. You can do this from birth. Like we shouldn't constantly be stimulating our babies either. You can learn more about that from Jerrica, because that's not my expertise. But both Eliana and Amaya independent played really well from birth basically. And then once Eliana got to like 12 months, it was harder. And because I just wasn't educated around it. So that's kind of like day to day, how I get the work done. 1 hour in the morning. So it's about three and a half hours a day. I don't typically try to work anymore when my husband gets home. It's just too stressful. It messes with our nighttime routine. So I found try to get it done early during the day. And then he gets home. If it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I work out and I strength train. And that is like my me time. And then he takes the girls. And after that, we do dinner, bath, and bedtime. So that's kind of like our new rhythm now, because Eliana was napping before and I would have 2 solid hours in the afternoon uninterrupted, because usually Amaya would just sleep on me in the carrier and it was bliss. And it was really rough when Amaya stopped napping. When Eliana stopped napping, because I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get my work done? But it's like, I was already doing an hour of work in the morning. Like I know she can do it. I know she can independent play, but I just felt guilty over having to work again in the afternoon. But ultimately it is okay for her. It's actually incredibly important for her to free play by herself without me interrupting it. And then, I explain like what I'm doing and that I'm working. And then we have family time together. My husband gets home. So that's what works for us right now. Weekends, I will work a couple, usually like an hour in the morning, a couple in the afternoon, or I just do all morning or all afternoon. I pick one and then we go do something fun. We try to do something fun every single week as a family, even if it's just like going to the park all together. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but things like that I found to be really like rewarding. And then it's, you know, it's just nice for all of us to get out of the house together. So that's kind of what it looks like. I do all my filming and stuff when I have help from my husband on the weekends. But yes, basically I have slowed down my business a lot. People like don't think that. They're like, you're still putting out so much content. Yes, I'm still doing a lot. I'm accomplishing a lot in less time, honestly. But I definitely am, like when I'm planning stuff, like I look way far ahead. So this has really helped me too. So if you are thinking of, if you have a business and you're becoming a mom, or you're struggling right now, kind of doing both, plan at least 3 years in advance. And that can sound like a lot, but what you get to see is, you should do this even if you're not a mom, but you get to see, because it can be really discouraging, especially my personality type is I'm like, if I want to do something, I'm like, I want to do it now. I want to get it all done now and I want to launch it right away because it's like, I'm excited about it. And I have this idea and it's like burning inside me. But now what I have started doing, and my accountant is the one that was like, you need to do this, is to plan 3 years in advance. Like, what am I going to be working on this year? And then not worry about other things. Because if I think about it, I'm like, if I accomplish this one thing next year, even if that's the only thing I get done, like next year, I have a huge project. I'm updating the Master Minerals course. I'm adding a track for different health concerns. So I'm going to have a track for PCOS, a track for endometriosis, a track for thyroid health. I'm going to have a track for pregnancy, for postpartum. I'm going to have a track for men, all these acne, all these different eczema, all these different things, histamines, MCAS. Why am I doing this to myself? Because it's burning inside me and I need to do it. You know, and before I would have been trying to do everything at once. I've been trying to get that done now and then be getting upset with myself and like frustrated and burnt out because I can't get all the things I want to do done. Now I'm like, no, this is what I'm doing next year. If I finish all those tracks next year, that's the only thing I do. Oh, I would be so happy. So I'm like, why am I stressing myself out about trying to keep up with all these other things? So try to plan 3 years in advance. And when you can see, okay, if I'm accomplishing this next year, the next year I can focus on this and the next year I focus on this. It's just like playing the long game with your health, you know, like postpartum, I have been very focused on, okay, how can I improve, continue to support myself and improve my health and not be like this super stressed, burnt out mom. And it's very slow. I make changes very slowly and I'm slowly implementing all these little things. And it's been like 7 months, but it's like, I feel really good. In like kind of my day to day and how much we have going on and, you know, my husband's job, like I'm like, should I feel this good? It's like kind of a miracle, I feel like sometimes, but I'm telling you, it's not trying to do everything all at once. And I think that's just, it can be very hard for different personality types. It's very hard for me. And I think just moms in general, because we're used to having a lot on our plates. And sometimes we even thrive with a lot on our plates, but it's like, are you really thriving? And I really had to ask myself that, and I wasn't. So these are like conscious decisions that I've made, but planning things out 3 years in advance, I would say at least, I like to do like 5, because then I, especially like with my husband transitioning out of the military, it's like, okay, so what is our plan? And that is something we're very intentional about. And, you know, I know it stresses them out sometimes when I'm like, we have to like start thinking about this stuff and like, what is this going to look like? Because every decision we're making right now should be based on all that stuff in our future. But it has really paid off for us to think that way and just understand like, what do we want things to look like? Especially when we had kids, it's like, okay, I want to be so intentional with how we're raising our girls, what kind of culture we're creating in our family and in our home. And luckily he is very on board with that. But plan out 3 years in advance, look at your day to day. Are you constantly running around? Are you constantly on your phone? I can't even like have my phone near me. I'm the worst, man. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm so addicted to my phone. I can't even have it near me. So it can be difficult. It can be tricky. And I am on social media less. And it's difficult when you have a business online, but I'm like, I'm doing enough. And ultimately for me, what I'm always coming back to is I'm like, am I helping people? Am I doing what I set out to do when I first started my business? And I am, even if I only help a couple people every day. And so that's something I'm like constantly reminding myself as well. Was there anything else I wanted to cover with current day to day? Experiment with your daily rhythm. Just, you know, do what you can. Don't like look at someone's daily rhythm and be like, I'm going to do exactly that. Like, see what works best for your family. Every kid is just so different. And yeah, I'll never get this time back with my girls. So that is my main priority, is just spending as much time with them as I can. Okay, how do I take care of myself? Last thing. It's really easy to hear my day to day and be like, well, there's like not much time going on there. Kids wake up, your baby wakes up really early. Yep, no alone time. I have very minimal alone time. The 3 days a week I work out and strength train, I am typically alone. Sometimes my husband's in the garage with the kids, but I'm just kind of like in my own little world, so I don't care. And then now that Eliana doesn't nap, she goes down earlier. So we typically get night times together, which has been so nice. Before, we used to stay up late 2 nights a week so that we could hang out and connect and, you know, so, and like we had to implement that time because it was like, we needed time to just talk, just us, to like hang out and remember, you know, why we got married and everything in the first place. And so that was helpful. But now I'm like, we get a lot more of that, which is really nice. Although it does mean that like, you know, shifting the work schedule and stuff, my attitude around independent play and getting things done, me being even more realistic and cautious with planning what work I can get done, what my schedule looks like, what I say yes to, what I say no to, those sorts of things. But that is also like definitely a part of my self-care. But basically, I'd work out 3 times a week. That's like a huge part of my self-care. And I do a lot of things with the girls. And half the time, they're not even always like right there. Amaya usually is because she's a little baby still. But it's like, for example, when I get ready in the mornings, I talk to so many moms that are like, I don't even brush my teeth till after 10 a.m. And I'm like, you know, you got to do what works for you. But for me, I'm just like, all right, we're all going to the bathroom and brush our teeth. And I don't like rush through my skincare routine or getting ready. I just, you know, Eliana will play, whatever, occupy herself. So will Amaya. Unless Amaya needs to get down for a nap, then I'll try to be a little bit faster, or I'll put her down first and then me and Eliana will go get ready for the day. I try to make it so that I'm not rushing, basically, is like my gift to myself every day. Saying I say no to a lot of things, which a lot of people would have a hard time with. And it used to be really hard for me. I'm like, man, I feel like I'm missing out on a lot. But ultimately, I get to do all the stuff that I care about every single day. I get to be with my girls. I get to spend time with my husband unless he's not home. I get to help women. And then I'm like, I have a flexible schedule. So like, if I want to talk to a friend or family member, I call them. If we want to go hang out with friends, we'll go do that. So it really is like, to me, like I have a dream life basically, and I'm very grateful for it. But that's like also a part of it is like, I include my girls in everything, cooking meals. We never miss a meal, right? Never. We never don't nourish ourselves. They help me make mineral drinks, mostly Eliana. And like, that's like another thing I would look at is like just taking care of myself. Like I don't skimp on my non-negotiables, and I explain to them why we're doing stuff. I think that's so important and not enough people do it. Like they're like, how come Eliana just takes all those supplements? I'm like, cause I tell her what they're for. She doesn't take a bunch of stuff, but she takes the digestive enzyme still. And I went from when she had eczema a while back, she just really likes it. And I'm like, are we ever going to be able to stop this digestive enzyme? But like, she likes it. And she's like, can I take my supplements? Mommy takes her supplements. Eliana takes hers. So I just think explaining stuff to your kids is so, so important. And then like, same thing at night. Like our nighttime routine is not stressful. Like we eat dinner slowly. We hang out. We're like, okay, let's go do bath and bedtime. We're not in a rush. And that has so I don't know why it's like you're initially like, oh, you gotta get to bed and stuff. It's like, why are we rushing? So that mindset has really helped. And then the other big thing is just like talking with my husband of like, okay, I just like really need a little time alone. I want to journal, do whatever, you know, whatever it might be. And he'll be like, okay. And then I ask him, what does he need? And I think this is an important thing to bring up because a lot of the stuff I see online is always about the mom. And I understand why. It's a lot to run a household and manage a home. It is a lot to take care of children all day long, especially if you're also working on top of that. No matter what, it's a lot and it's really hard. My husband also works really hard. He has a very stressful job and he is often gone a lot, but when he is home, he is home and he's in 150% helping me. And, you know, he knows how to cook. He helps with dinner. He does everything that I do. But we're equal. We really are. Minus like, you know, breastfeeding, all that stuff, but he will step in wherever he can. And so for me, if I'm going to go do something to take care of myself, I'm like, okay, what do you need to take care of yourself? And I just think that's not really talked about enough. Like he likes to work out. So it's when we're looking at our schedule for the week, I'm like, this is when I'm working, this is when I'm going to work out. What are you going to do? And it's very, I just think it's maybe people are doing this and they don't talk about it, but I think that's really, really important. And it's another thing where it's like that affects our relationship. That affects our attitude towards each other. That affects our libidos, maybe not his, but it affects mine. And like having that open communication and making sure that both of our needs are being met as realistically as possible with 2 small kids and very little help. That's kind of like what works for us. The other thing is basically, so like maybe I don't do a ton of stuff. Maybe I'm not like going out and leaving the house and going to hang out with friends and stuff. But like for me right now, that's not the season I'm in. That's not going to be self-care for me. I don't need to go off and have a spa day by myself. I just need to make sure that I'm meeting my needs every day. I'm not overloading myself. If I want time alone, I ask for it or I make a plan to make it realistic. And I also do that for my husband as well. And most of the time, honestly, we choose hanging out with our family because that's we have small children that need us. We love our kids and each other. And that's just like where we're at personally right now. And it's not like, you know, we give each other little breaks in different ways. But yeah, I just think like the self-care stuff is kind of, for me, it's, I don't relate to a lot of it online. And I do think, you know, like when they're like, oh, like cleaning your house alone isn't like a break, or going to the grocery store alone isn't a break. I mean, I don't go to the grocery store alone. I always bring the girls, but they love it. Eliana loves a grocery store. But like, it's like, if it is for you, if me putting my headphones on and listening to something while I clean the house or just cleaning by myself is a break for me, then that's a break for me. If it's calming my nervous system, then guess what? It's calming my nervous system. And I don't care what someone online has to say about it. And again, like whenever you're listening to this stuff, and I would never comment on that post and say that. I would just, I see that and I'm like, ooh, that's not for me. And I just keep going. And you may be thinking, I need that time away. I need to get out of the house and have that time by myself. Otherwise, I'm not okay. And I'm not a good mom. And that's fine. But I think a lot of moms feel like this like pressure to like, oh, I don't have time to do like breath work and meditation and all this stuff by myself every day because I'm always with my kids. It's like, you have to learn how to work them into your life. You have to learn how to relax and do things with your kids. And I think that's kind of the biggest part of my self-care is being like, okay, am I making my daily life stressful? How can I make it more realistic? How can I meet all of our needs as realistically as possible? And just make sure that we're all taking care of ourselves and being mindful of each other. Cause ultimately, then it's like, you don't constantly need a break from your family. I don't feel like I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get away, because I try to make our life as, you know, fun and fulfilling as possible. But that is it. I'm going to wrap it up because I got to go tend to a sick baby. But I hope you guys found this interesting, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Are You Menstrual podcast. If you want to support my work, please leave a review and let me know how you like the episode. This lets me know like what you guys want more of, less of. I read every single one and I appreciate them more than you know. If you want to keep learning, you can get access to the bonus episode and additional resources on patreon.com/hormonehealingrd. I'd love to have you in there. Thanks again, and I will see you in the next episode.